Just a couple key features of the book that he does. First of all, footnotes at the foot of the page. So we know he's not a heretic. So that's a big one. And what Tony, you were mentioning is that he has a lot of extended reading. If you want, book recommendations, they're in here.
Yeah.
And then what he does at the end of kind of each chapter is it's almost like he's a teacher. It harkens back to the old science lessons that you had. Yeah. You had your key terms. So you can go back and say, okay, defense, greater glory, theodicy, problem of evil, and theodicy. These are from our introduction coming up. So he lists
these key terms these right are things at the to end of the chapter.
Yeah. To help you out for later. And so you can go through and write next to him, okay, defense is this. Yeah. And then he has study questions on top of that. Mm. And then he has further reading. So specific things that he pulls out and says, if you want to learn more on kind of the subjects he covers, he has a reading level. And who doesn't love that? Because you just start pulling out books.
Right.
And so footnotes, further reading.
Excuse to buy books.
Right? Yeah, right. Study questions, key terms. Those are all here. They were in his last book as well. I think they're helpful, especially on, again, for the casual reader who wants this type of approach, this theological approach, to someone who really wants to sit down and make sure that they have an understanding. And I think he doesn't bury the lead. He gives you the answer right on chapter one, and he kind of presents an overview on page 7.
Yeah, how about that?
I mean, right? pretty good. It's not on page 147, and it's italicized, and you got to put a marker there. I mean, I've already put a lot of markers. So what I've done with my study on this is what I've been doing is I've been going through the chapter, and at the beginning of the chapter, if I want to reference things again, I put like a chapter summary. So that's what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. That might help you. Maybe not if you're doing electronic. What I've done is I've taken those same kind of highlight notes and I've tagged it on the chapter number. And I've done that with some of our previous books or just some of the reference books that I have where I want to pull out short clips later, or short notes, highlights from later on. Hopefully that helps you. Hopefully you'll join us in picking up Scott Christensen's What About Evil? Introductions by D.A. Carson. So, there's a lot of good big names in here that has supported him. John Frame, Joel Beakey, John MacArthur. I mean, he runs the gamut. Obviously, he's coming from a particular theological point of view, and he has, I think, a good plethora of people that that are here that say good about his book. And he did such a good job with the balance last time of his What About Free Will. He gave the other side just ample opportunity to make their point, their best work. Even if you didn't agree with his conclusions, you can't say he wasn't fair. And I think at the very least, you get respect out of that for the coverage. And so he's going to provide us with his answer and then a few other answers as well. I think it's going to be an interesting read, and hopefully you'll get a lot of benefit out of it. And again, you can pick it up. We'll provide some links below. Help support the show. If not, that's fine too. But who doesn't want to learn more about evil? So you can figure out what's going on in the world, why it's happening, or at least the Christian perspective for it.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely.